שלום, אנחנו נקיים שיעור בנושא איך לסדר את עצמנו.
Hello, we will have a lesson on the topic of how to arrange ourselves for prayer. We'll read selected excerpts on the topic. As always, you can ask questions on Kabza.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. The topic is how to arrange ourselves for prayer.
The upper light, the creator, created the desire. And the desire is controlled completely by the upper light. There's none else besides him. There's no one else to govern and do anything with the desire, and the desire cannot do anything because the upper light holds it within it all the time. There is not one part of the desire that can be free of the influence of the light, because if the light disappears, the desire disappears. The desire is a result of the light. And therefore, everything that the desire feels, it feels from the light. Everything it feels like it's reacting to something is all a result of the light. And this is creation, light and kli, vessel. The light is the first, and the kli is its result, its outcome. The desire was given a chance to know itself. What it wants, why it wants, for what, with what purposes, who governs it, operates it, how it can react instinctively, because the desire always is always like that, whether it wants to or not. It is given a chance to seemingly see itself, seemingly objectively, from the side, from a side. And that way, maybe to direct its reaction, besides the natural reaction, to the light, to also create a reaction not according to the plan or to the program or to the approach that it has in it from the light, but in a different way, artificial, which doesn't come directly from the light, so that the desire can develop in this way and be seemingly independent, to seemingly react indirectly, but by way of my sons defeated me, as if against the light, against the will to receive that awakens, but according to a different desire, a desire to bestow, which on one hand is opposite from the intention of the light, the intention of the creator, for the desire to behave seemingly on its own, independently. But afterwards, we see that, yes, it's the creator's desire for the desire to acquire independence. And acquiring independence is actually the purpose of creating the desire and its development. The direct reaction of the desire to the light that exists in all of creation, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, both spiritual and corporeal, the direct reaction is called a reaction, or the vitality of the desire. And that reaction is always known in advance, or understood in advance, because the light that creates and changes a desire knows in advance how it will react. There is no creation here. Creation means something outside of the situation, something new. Creation begins with the desire being given a chance to react not instinctively, not naturally, not according to what it feels in the desire. but according to a different criterion, something else from a side. What can it be? To relate to the light, not the way it is governed, operated by the light, but to relate to the light according to the importance of the light. Let's put it this way. It loves the light, not because the light created it and fills it in every form and every way that is pleasant to the desire, but it relates to the light because it is great, high, special, in terms of its qualities of bestowal and giving that belong only to the light, not to the desire. Meaning it loves the light because the light operates the opposite of the nature of the desire. It appreciates the light as the giver, the bestower, and for its ability to act outside of itself. The desire begins to appreciate this quality, meaning besides the light creating within the desire, a desire to enjoy, and the desire feels the pleasure and enjoys it, it also receives from the light an understanding that the light delights it, fills it, tends to it, controls it correctly, in a positive, good way. And it begins to appreciate this relation, like a child who doesn't understand anything initially, later begins to appreciate the parents' treatment of him, because it begins to recognize their love for him, their concern, etc. And this is what he then begins to. So that's what the Kli begins to appreciate in the Creator, and to relate to this. And the Creator, in order to bring the Kli to that degree of bestowal, it prevents it, it denies it direct pleasures and gives it a chance to satisfy itself and enjoy pleasures of bestowal specifically, not of reception. We, in our lives, also realize it, implement it. When we are born, we're little, and we enjoy our parents, we use them. Give me, bring me, do for me, etc. Until we get to the extent that we acquire independence, we also acquire, let's call it, certain detachment from the parents. And to that extent, we begin to understand what they did for us. And when we have our own kids, this is how we start relating to our kids on our next degree. And these are the Creator's actions on us, to bring us to independence. And independence is acquired only when we are not in the quality of reception, but in the quality of bestowal. When we use our will to receive in order to bestow. Meaning we receive from it, but in a way that by this we want to bestow upon it, and not that we contemplate bestowing upon ourselves and satisfying ourselves. And the main thing about it is not that we do it instinctively, but that we want to develop in a controlled, mature, independent way, so that our desire to, for this development to resemble the Creator and to be to resemble and to enjoy bestowal and not reception, so our inclination to it, our penchant for it, will be ours and not from the Creator. How can this be? Because everything comes from the light. So it can be because we are in a ten and we bestow upon each other, we interact and connect internally with each other. So through our connection, we receive the light, meaning we demand through the ten for that special light, that special force of bestowal, and by that we begin to use it. So although we don't create this energy for bestowal or reception, we can still, between us, create a situation of a desire for it. And instead of a desire to be satisfied, which instinctively always goes from us to the Creator, and the pleasure we receive from that fulfillment, instead we shift to a different chisaron, a different desire, a different lack, a desire to bestow, a desire to enjoy reception, the bestowal. It is permitted, and it goes along with the purpose of creation, for all things to enjoy bestowal, like the Creator. So there's a prayer here of landlords, which is all of the still vegetative inanimate and people. It's what they always ask, to feel good at every moment. They see to their own satisfaction every moment. This is the ordinary, instinctive, natural prayer, which is sensed in a person as something natural, concerned for himself, and it can also be sensed as turning to the Creator through all kinds of methods, religions, belief systems. There are myriad such methods in humanity, the way Baal HaSulam describes it. And there is a method not to ask and demand pleasures this world, the next world, but to demand resemblance, similarity to the Creator, to be active in action, not enjoy, not the pleasure. Yes, let me enjoy bestowal. No, that's bestowing in order to receive. It is the same act of reception. That doesn't make us similar to the Creator. By that, we don't grow and don't emerge from that desire. We only use it differently. Rather, we ask for action, an act of bestowal. So we enjoy bestowal itself. To enjoy an act of bestowal is possible if you bestow to someone you love. Like for the kids, for example. When I give to my child, I give. You can't say I'm not given, but I enjoy it because I love the child, so I will even give more to him than take for myself. So there's already a presentation that love can be more than nature. And indeed, we see on the animate, vegetative, and inanimate, vegetative and animate levels, that there are examples where the species, the created beings, have offspring, give them everything, and die. themselves, and they do it instinctively. They know they're going for it, but the instinct pushes them to it. Meaning, bestowal by the power of love is more than the will to receive. Why am I saying all this? Because, in fact, we have two forms of prayer. Prayer from the will to receive, which instinctively, constantly searches for fulfillment, confidence, the most convenient forms of existence, and the easiest and the most satisfying. And then you're constantly praying naturally, instinctively, it's a deliberate prayer where the will to receive is taught that there is a source, a higher force, you need to ask it, and then you will be safer. It'll treat you and satisfy you in this world and the next world. And there's a different prayer, which is called the view of Torah is opposite from the view of landlords. So you're not a landlord anymore. But Torah means bestowal. When you pray in order to acquire the power of bestowal. And the power of bestowal is an act, not a result. So that if there's a chance to bestow, the act itself is important. The pleasure from the act is my pleasure. And if it's bestowal, it is all outside of me. And in me, nothing is left. I enjoy the fact that I don't belong to any result following the act itself. It emerges from me, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of it. This is really the prayer. How I can give, bestow, satisfy others like the Creator, so that resembling the Creator means to give Him contentment, and on that too there is work, how not to start enjoying this, but that this too will be bestowal, so I don't do this for that purpose. And all of these things are scrutinized in prayer. But now we understand two things about the prayer. One is landlords, in order to receive, to enjoy, to satisfy myself, be safe in the present, in the future, in the past, in everything, in terms of time and place and motion. It's all in order to receive. Terms where I can see my future and I'm connected to my future, not that as well. I can only be connected to my future in such a way that I'm not connected to the future, as if I will not exist in the future. You understand? You're looking at me like, no. So, real bestowal, it means that the giver does not think of anything other than the act, right? About this, let's pray for this workshop. We're praying to be able to perform a clean spiritual action. If I'm the collector, the head of the group, for a week, how should I make sure? How do I organize a prayer of the 10 correctly? Go ahead. Each one. Each one, how does he make sure that every prayer has the right prayer? The prayer for bestowal.
have to make sure there's a deficiency. Excerpt number 7. This is from our document, How to Arrange Ourselves for Prayers. Excerpt number 7. This is from the Zohar. One should pray one's prayer in the collective, since he does not despise their prayer, even though they are not at all with intent and with the will of heart. As it is written, he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Thus, he only observes the prayer of an individual. But with the prayer of many, he does not despise their prayer, even though they are unworthy. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute, means that he accepts his prayer, but it is an individual who is mingled with many. Hence, his prayer is as a prayer of many. Again, one should pray one's prayer in the collective, since he does not despise their prayer, even though they are not all with intent and the will of heart. As it is written, he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Thus, he only observes the prayer of an individual, but with the prayer of many, he does not despise their prayer, even though they are unworthy. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute, meaning that he accepts his prayer, but it is an individual who is mingled with many. Hence, his prayer is as a prayer of many.
Meaning that, of course, each one has his own desire that awakens in his heart. But how should he aim the heart to merge with the desire of the public by force until you make your will like his will? How do we compress, bring our desires together, our prayers together, our intentions, our directions together, so that then we immediately succeed in creating, in making contact with the Creator, with the upper force? How do we do this in practice? Go ahead.
Keta mispar 8 mitoch Rabash Aleph.
Excerpt number 8. This is from Rabash, the importance of a prayer of many. Baal HaSalam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth acceptance. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he is unworthy of his prayer being answered, since he's not asking for anything for himself, but for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answered. Again, Baal HaSalam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth acceptance. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he's worthy of his prayer being answered, since he's not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answered.
How do we come to a state where anything that is outside of me I attribute to the Creator and therefore relate at least to the ten, as to the Creator? How do I come to a state where I relate to the ten bit by bit with the same importance as to the Creator? Because this is really the right presentation that the Creator set up for us. So we will see whether we are truly in the quality of bestowal or not.
Bestowal.
Rav, I have a ten. A ten is like the womb in which I exist within this kli. As a result of it,
Malchut,
an inseparable part of it, because if I detach, if I truly detach, I don't exist. There's no such thing in reality. In the actual reality, not the way we can describe it, but the real reality, we are all in a ten, and each of us toward the ten is like a drop of sperm, like a little embryo inside of it. And the force operating in the ten is called the Creator, the upper light. So my relation to the ten should be as my relation to the Creator. What's the problem here? Questions about this? And besides this, there is nothing. Everything is only ten sfirot or a ten, and I'm in it. And it's depicted toward me as nine faces or millions of faces. It doesn't matter. It's only how it's depicted. But in truth, it is a spiritual kli that exists only so that I will sympathize with this kli and with the force operating in it, the Creator in it. I cannot attain it for Him, the Creator, without connecting to these sfirot, to these manners in the ten. So how do I, through the ten, achieve dvikut, adhesion?
Together we can come to that true reality. Excerpt number 9. This is from Rabash, the ruin of Kedusha. One must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of men. For in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the divinity is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective. Again, one must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of men. For in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness. Then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective.
We are in a perception of reality that everything is toward the attaining individual. So we don't see the group as it really is, or the world, or spirituality, or the Creator. It's all with regard to he who falls in his own defect. So it all depends on my effort to depict the ten to myself. And how much I want not to imagine but to change in such a way that it will seem to me as a complete kli filled with a dweller, the upper light, the creator, who is in it, present in it. How do I make efforts to see reality in this way? As 10 complete sefirot, a complete 10, a complete kli, that contains the Creator, and I sympathize with it. Go ahead. Each of us,
Rav, there are some actions here, several actions, corporeal actions towards connection, prayers for connection, and a request for adhesion, general adhesion. So let's say it's 1, 2, 3, 4. How do we do this? Corporeal actions. Actions of studying in the group, spiritual actions, as long as all of the inclinations and intentions are to see everything in one connected kli, whole kli, and the Creator fulfilling us.
Meyer.
Quickly. Excerpt number 10. This is from Baal HaSulam, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. This is the meaning of a prayer in public. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. Even during the work, when one prays alone, against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. And there was no awakening for any individual in the assembly of Israel to ask for anything individually. For no one needed anything because they did not feel as separate selves. And this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Thus, everyone must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel.
Every time I find myself, I catch myself praying for myself. What about me? What's happening with me? What's going to happen? Etc. This is my initial point, which is mandatory. I don't have a choice because I come from the will to receive. So it's correct that this is how I wake up. Always in a broken way, egoistic, thinking about myself, my own future, my own present, etc. The quicker I switch to the right form of correction, to ask for the collective, for the public, and actually to demand for the public, to be concerned for the public, meaning for the ten. How do we establish an atmosphere where I immediately remember that I have to worry about the ten, that this is my soul? And if I'm thinking about myself directly, then I'm thinking about my ass, my donkey, my body, my will to receive. Then how do we establish the avut, the covenant, the commitments, in such a way that we immediately As soon as a thought about ourselves awakens, each about himself, and at every moment this thought exists. Because every moment new discernments for correction awaken out of the shattering. So how do we build ourselves so that every moment, the minute after, we awaken for the right scrutiny, the right correction, until we come to Dvikut with that will to receive. So it awakens and it becomes corrected to work in order to bestow and bring us to Dvikut. And that way we will quickly go from a broken desire to a corrected desire, from a broken desire to a corrected desire. What do you have?
Baal HaSulam, something simple, and if one feels that he needs to go and stomp his feet into the state of the ocean, then he should do this as quickly as possible, as if he was obsessed by a ghost, and quickly go back to his state, since all these states need to be united correctly.
How do we do this? How do we build such an atmosphere in the tent so it immediately works on me, where the Creator awakens a broken desire and the tent awakens the corrected state? And then I immediately shift from this to that, from this to that, from this to that, and that way I very quickly scrutinize all the sort out.
Rav, so how do I plan for today? Like a collector, everyone's a collector. How do I care about the 10? That it will have an urgency, that every one of the friends will quickly move from the personal demand awakened by the Creator to a demand to integrate in the group, which is the corrected state, which is called, my sons have defeated me, that he awakens them in this way, and they transition to the right way, to the right form. So, how do we make sure that there is such a power in the group that I don't even think twice, that immediately it awakens to some extent, but, and I immediately shift it to the right form, to the right thinking? So how do we keep each and every one in that? The collective concern for that. Please, everyone, as a collector, what would you think of doing?
Excerpt number 11 from Rabash 3. Ron, my beloved, it is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave on to his attributes is specifically, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer, he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent, he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal, called merciful, can be revealed.
It's clear to us from here, from what Rabash is writing. You read 10 or 11? It's clear to us that these are two opposite trajectories of the entire public, including religious people, that all pray for themselves, so they would feel good, so it would seemingly be good for the people of Israel, the whole world. And by that, they simply grow the will to receive more and more until it reaches such a point that there's no other choice but to begin correcting it in the right way. But as he's saying, the more they pray and engage in it, they engage in reception for themselves, meaning they descend and descend and descend into the broken vessels more and more and more until it comes to a state where you can't take it any longer. Who knows how it will be? We can't see the end for it for now. But it's an opposite direction for the children of Torah, who pray for the collective. No one prays for themselves. Everyone wants to connect in order to give contentment to the Creator, so he would be able to appear in them. And in this way, the opinion of Torah is opposite the opinion of the landlords. Not simply opposite, but also in its direction. Meaning those who engage in prayer, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, when they pray, they descend further and further into the broken vessels. And those who want to be similar to the Creator ask for the force of bestowal, and they go up and they raise these vessels higher and higher towards connection and adhesion. Questions?
What's the difference between praying for the entire world to praying in order to give contentment to the Creator, so that it will be good for the world?
We must pray for the vessel. With the Creator, we have no approach to Him, no contact, no business with Him. All those things are too close to confusion. There's even a threat of entering the klipa, the shells. You can't. The Creator, everybody prays to Him, everybody imagines who is He, what is He, everybody loves Him, everybody bows before Him, everyone can kill one another in His great name, and so on and so forth. In the name of the Lord, all the horrible things in the world take place. You see it. All the wars, all those things are, for the most part, wars of religion.
What's the difference between a prayer?
Whereas, if I relate to the public, to the general audience, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, then I certainly have to correct myself with the help of the Creator, but I correct myself with my attitude to the other, and it's certain I will not make mistakes, because the other is right before me. I hate him, he's distant from me, I don't want anything to do with him, I disagree, and so on and so forth. If I annul myself, if I ask the Creator, I beg him to give me the strength to love the other, then the more I feel myself bad towards the other, until I really want to kill him, like the students of Rabbi Shimon. By that, I correct myself more and more until I become worthy of adhesion in the Creator. You don't have any way to demonstrate, you don't have a vessel, you don't have an ability to perform a controlled action in the correction of the quality of bestowal in you, except in the ten.
What's the difference between asking so that they will feel good to ask that they will cleave on to the Creator?
In my eyes, it's the same. No difference. What does it mean, good? To be good? To be healthy? On a corporeal level? Everything that belongs to neither praised nor condemned, necessity, is important. Yeah, no flour, no Torah. This has to be. But if there is flour beyond it, Torah, the reforming light.
You're
going to turn around like that.
Where does the individual take the ability to pray for the collective?
Where does the individual take the ability, the strength, to pray for the collective? From the ten. Where, when each one plays, acts before one another, listen to what Niv says. A ten is the most important thing. This is our spiritual vessel. It's my soul. I didn't know. Now I know. It is my soul. Right, Niv?
Right.
Good. And the one that fills the soul is the Creator. So if I connect with them, I can connect with them to such an extent that I'll begin to feel the Creator. And then it works out to Israel. I am Yeshar Kel Israel. And Oraita is how I connect the society together. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is the general force that appears there. And then I come to the complete adhesion. Yes.
Also, when it sometimes happens as a result of a game, acting.
Of course, in a game. Everything is a game. Just like in our life. You used to be a child, right? And you played. So believe me when I tell you that you are also playing right now. It's as if you pretend to be alive in a big world. It's all a game. You'll see that it's all imaginary.
And such a prayer is accepted by the Creator?
Of course. How does a child grow? How does he grow up? He raises a prayer. Everything is by the reaction. Reaction, the reaction for each and every state of the will to receive is the reaction, is the prayer.
What's the difference between a collector to a messenger of the public?
Gabai, or the collector, or the manager of the synagogue, is seemingly a corporeal degree. And a public messenger is a spiritual degree. The connection on the corporeal level is the Gabai, collector, manager, and the spiritual connection is
what's the connection
messenger.
In a corporeal level?
I don't think we have to get into it too much, but okay, let's say you should have two. Let's say Coleman is the Gabai, the manager. Who? Mizrahi doesn't belong. Does he belong to this group? Okay. So he will be suitable for him to be Coleman Schatz. And Mizrahi Gabai. Schatz is public messenger. Shliach Tzibur. Okay, it's better for him.
Now, how can it be that there's a Gabai?
No, but I'm telling you with all seriousness, if you want. Act in this way. One cares about corporeality, how to connect the society and everything, and the other cares about the fulfillment. And each one inside of him belongs to both. Yochi, they made you something? You're a manager? Gabai? No, but you constantly want to arrange them, right? It fits you.
Mm-hmm. What is Gabai, collector or manager in spirituality?
We can read about it. I think somewhere Rabash had something about it. Those are spiritual roles. You'll find it.
But how can it be that there is a Gabai or public messenger 1 and not 10?
In spirituality, we work on a personal level. How to say it?
Personal. Individually.
Yeah, let's say personal. As if it belongs to the person. But it doesn't belong to the person. It belongs to the quality that has to exist in each one. Because 10 means each one is included of 10.
And by appointing just one friend,
we appoint him so he will know he has to do it, and we demand it of him, and then of the second one, the third one, and then after 2.5 months, right, like a week for each one will learn what it is, otherwise it won't be. If I say that everyone has to be managers, everybody has to be public messengers, then what will happen? Nothing. They heard, and a minute later, it's gone. And here the group has to demand it of them.
Another question.
You learn first how to demand for 9 weeks, and how to do it 1 week. It's exactly the 9 and the Malchut.
The instinctive reaction that a person has, it never disappears. The instinctive reaction that awakens in a person for everything that happens. To receive for oneself, it never disappears, it never goes away. What you started with in the beginning of the lesson.
Of course not. Because we always awaken from the broken vessels. Therefore, my first concern is what's up with me, what will be of me, when will I receive, when will I be in control, when will I feel, when will I. Because the broken vessels appear. The Creator has prepared for us the broken vessels.
And when his response changes according to the importance of the light?
And the problem is in the person. That when he advances, he begins to feel sorry. How do I think about myself? He doesn't understand that to think about himself in the first moment is the correct thing. It's the correct thing. It means that the Creator has awakened him.
And then he has to shift because of the importance of the 10.
Otherwise, a fool sits idly by, eating his flesh. Why am I thinking of myself? How long will I think of myself? You're going to think about yourself at every moment. And if you correct the previous moment, you'll again think of yourself. But each time it's a new scrutiny.
And when he shifts to act out of the importance of the Creator and the 10, when he corrects the state, what happens to his instinctive reaction for oneself? Does it disappear?
He corrected it. If he went from care, worry about himself to worry about the 10, and in it worry about the Creator, let's say, then by that he corrected that broken Rishimo, and a new Rishimo appears to him. And this way, tick, 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 until it starts to come from connection, disconnection from the Creator to connection with the Creator. It begins to enter such levels where it has disconnection and connection in adhesion until it reaches.
And every moment is comprised from concern for oneself and
always. And it will be evening and morning one day.
Both states, caring for the society and caring for oneself.
No, it cannot be simultaneously because they contradict one another. You can have only one desire. It's in a discreet way. Yeah. Each desire by itself. We may not feel it this way, but that's how it works. 0101. Okay?
Questions from Africa. Work above reason, is it a prayer? Can you say that?
Work above reason is connected with prayer to the Creator, but not just the prayer. It's preparation, it's scrutiny, but it ends with a prayer. After the prayer, there's nothing more to do. If the prayer is and it's the correct prayer. By that we finished. It's raising man. What we receive in return, I might have to examine it, but examine it on my prayer. Was it correct? But if it was correct, and we will clarify how to relate to it, then I don't need anything else. Let's say, I prayed, I did everything, created doesn't appear, and I even feel the opposite. But I prayed correctly, and I did correctly, I check myself, I got the opposite result, I kissed the stick.
If you're less than 10, in a 10, can we reveal the Creator?
Yes, even 2. But it's more difficult, though.
Why? If I'm asking for strength to love the other, it's not egoistic.
It's not a matter of loving the other or not loving the other. It's a matter of why you're doing it. Is it for the benefit of the other or for your own benefit? Because to love the other, okay, I love him. Maybe if I love them, I'll receive, I don't know, $1 million.
But if I have rejection and I'm asking the Creator to love others,
yes, also it says nothing. Let's say I have a rejection from someone. Yeah, I don't want to say it. And I ask to love him. It depends on why. What for? The request is still without the scrutiny of the goal, without the final form, it's incomplete. That's why it has to be Israel, Oraita, Kuchabrichu, Chadhu. They are one. Somehow they have to be connected.
How to see 10 sefirot in a 10?
We're not learning about it yet. We're going to wait for it.
In the beginning of the lesson, you spoke about the different kinds of prayers, from in order to receive till bestow. And I didn't understand the difference. Well, you said if I'm asking to receive pleasure from bestow, it is incorrect prayer. Only if you're asking for actions of bestow, that is a prayer.
Because pleasure is pleasure, but it's pleasure from bestowal. It's higher degrees. It's enough for us in order to be certain we are as pure about our result as possible, to ask for an action without an emotional reaction, seemingly.
So what does it mean to ask for an act of bestowal?
An action to bestow. As he says, in the eye of a needle, to thread the thread through the needle and work.
Just let us bestow, and that's
yeah,
it.
Just,
it's not supposed to be expressed in something.
I don't know. How do you bestow to your kids? You bestow. You give them. You want to see a good result in them, but not that it will come back to you.
Okay, so what is it? Is it a desire, a deficiency that wants to bestow all of a sudden?
You ask. You're asking to have such ability. You imagine that you have people that you reject them, you repulse from them, you don't belong to them, and you ask that they will become the most precious to you, the closest to you, the dearest people to you. There are many things in that, but
Novi Seder, Meyer, Echad.
אני גם לא הבנתי.
I also didn't understand what is there in the gathering of prayers together when everyone is working instinctively on himself, which makes him invert and being my sons have defeated me.
I'm not telling you that it's inverting. They descend to the abyss more and more because they're asking for themselves, and the more they turn to the Creator and ask for themselves more, it seemingly works against the correction, right? That's called that the opinion of Torah is opposite the opinion of the landlords. Meaning it's not for the sake of the Creator or the general correction, but for their own sake. But this is the path of the revelation of the of evil. First we need that. Later to correct the bad and do good. Gradually, you can't without it. That's why you have such parts in the society that pray for their own well-being, so it will be good to them.
And we, when we gather in a tent, so the light operates on every one of us, and instinctively we're asking for ourselves.
The light works anyways, either in the form of panim or achoraim, face or posterior. If you ask for yourself, it works through the achoraim, the posterior, because you will eventually reach the recognition of evil. For the time being, you don't have it. But on the contrary, the ego has not grown enough in order to blow up the state. Moscow, quickly.
The lesson started that with the prayer being an action without a result. So it's not clear how can we make actions without any anticipation for any results.
We expect a result from our prayer. It's not correct. I don't understand how you heard it. We need results. Otherwise, well, our actions are like madmen who do actions without a plan, without a purpose. We want a result, but the result that we're after is that it would not appear in our vessels. This is called in order to bestow.
Kiev.
Taras Gabayev. Вот при преподавании в кампусах мы всегда в паре два преподавателя.
When we teach in the campus, we always teach in pairs, which is very important for them and for the audience. Also, when we examine new teachers, we also do it in couples, pairs. So perhaps also the system of collectors, we should be in pairs and to have two of them.
Yeah, okay, that's what we talked about. There will be a manager, a collector, and a public messenger. One is in charge of the corporeal order of the society, and one is in charge of the prayers of the society, the spiritual order. Okay, we're going to test.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, the study of the 10.